Stephen A. Leahy, not a CPA, but he runs Open Tax Advocates, who has CPAs. And what he does is, for many years, is fought the IRS on your behalf. Mm-hmm. Now you can, if you're a small business owner, you know someone that is. It's a really great service you have. It's a, I love the subscriber-based thing, Stephen. I think it makes a lot of sense. I have you. I pay you X amount. I can call you anytime. Your team helps me out.
Now you could do that anyway.
I know, but I mean, but I don't like to just, you know, do that
to
you.
I know. So, you know, I don't want to tell you, you know, as a business owner, if you're a business owner, you know this. The IRS is not a seasonal thing anymore. It's always.
Always.
You never know when you're going to get a call from the IRS or a letter from the IRS or something from the IRS or even the state of Illinois, right? So whenever you have a tax problem, I was just telling someone about my subscription plan. I try to cover everything because it used to be when someone would hire me to help them with the federal government, and then they'd come back a couple months later and say, well, here, Steve, this is what I'm having a problem with the state. I'm like, it's not included. So they think I'm trying to
string them along or something.
And it's like, I don't want to do that. I want to tell you, if you have a federal tax problem, you almost always have a state tax problem.
Yes.
One of the only good thing about the state of Illinois is you usually owe them less than you owe the federal government.
Right.
But they're very aggressive. Just like I think they're more aggressive than the IRS.
I do get a lot of letters from the state.
Yeah.
Not that I'm doing anything wrong, but I just have an S-Corp. I'm literally my only employee, by the way. And the number of letters I get from the state about the renewal fee for this, and you got to redo the percentage of how much of your unemployment. And I'm like, it's just me paying me.
I know.
It's unreal.
I know. But compliance, huge.
It is huge.
Yeah.
And you guys help me out with that, and I always appreciate that. Then my taxes at the end of the year, you take
So I get a lot of, I get a lot of questions about this. When if you're in the program and you have a question, like you get something from the state, don't hesitate to send it to me. I'll be happy to help you with it. This is what I do for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Because compliance is part of it. And if you want to run your own business, it gets complicated, mm-hmm. but it's worth it.
Oh, to stay on top of it.
I'm talking about being your own boss and running your own business. It's worth it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you come from a family of small business owners, and it's in your blood, literally. And that's part of your story is why you do what you do today.
Absolutely true.
And today you handed me the book. Isn't it? It's a hard copy book. Feel this, everyone. It's nice. Let me see how many pages it is. You don't have page numbers here. That's okay.
They might have it not at the end, but
because
I have a lot of this book was originated from me doing these continuing education classes for tax professionals and attorneys, and I used to help people with foreclosure work, and that always led them to what they call a 1099-C cancellation of debt, and that's kind of a very complicated 1099. And nobody understands what that is.
It's income because the debt was canceled?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so when people were facing a foreclosure back in the day, right?
2008, 2009.
They were getting these, and people just kind of discard them without knowing what it is, and it has big ramifications when you just discard it and don't address it. And so I started talking a lot about 1099-Cs, and that got attention of some of these continuing education companies. Said, can you do a class on this 1099-C? And then I'd want the 1099-NECs. So now I'm kind of a 1099 guy.
We should play a 1099 trivia game. NEC, non-employee contribution? No.
Compensation.
Compensation. Very close. Right. I've had a bunch of those.
And people might not know this, but you know, the NEC just came back in 2021, right? They had it in the 70s. They got rid of it. And one reason why, and it's what this book is really all about, is why the IRS is tracking everything we do. So they came out with the 1099 NEC because it used to get the 1099 miscellaneous. I know. Maybe I'm getting in.
I love the weeds. Nope. Let's go deeper.
So it used to be in the 1099 miscellaneous. There was a box. I believe it was box 7. And that was for non-employee compensation. But it would get lost to the IRS. If you have non-employment and compensation, what does that mean to the IRS? That means you're supposed to be paying self-employment tax.
And you didn't.
And it would be hidden in that box. And they didn't know it. Now they know. If you got a 1099-NEC, boom, they know that they should look in your tax return. Did he file self-employment tax? If you didn't, they know it right away.
Suffice to say, if you get a 1099, the government has it.
Yes.
It's already logged in their system.
Yes.
And they have software that now pings the moment
yes.
that they have it and you don't say anything.
This is what they spent the money on.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. And they, well, you know, we could argue forever. I'm glad they're doing this because I think they should get the money that we need to fund the government. Now, are they being a little too aggressive? You and I could fight about that later. 1099 DIVs, yes. The dividends. Yes. 1099 INTs.
Right? Now the new DA, digital assets.
Digital assets is a new one.
That's a new one.
How many were you up to now?
23 or 24, I think.
Almost every letter of the alphabet pretty much is covered in these things.
And it's alphabetical.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
The last one, yeah.
Suffice to say, this isn't plain reading for Mary and Jane.
But if you're a tax professional, you should have a copy of this book. And you can get it at 1099reportingbook.com. And I set something up there. It's on Amazon, too, so you can get it at Amazon. But I have the special thing on the website.
Now, you are going to sign this copy for me at some point.
If you want me to.
You're going to write a little note, Stephen?
I don't want to be presumptuous, John.
Oh, I want this for sure. Well, no, as someone who has probably gotten all of these... Look at this. Acquisition or abandonment of secured property. 1099A. Never heard of that one. 1099 cap, CAP. Changes in corporate control and capital structure. What the heck?
You see what I don't. People don't understand. I have a number in there of how many are issued, at least for the last year that I have available.
1099 INT, the interest income. Last year, no, 2024, the last year that was reported. $214,680,384 of these were filed.
These are called information returns. $5.8 billion were filed in 2024.
I got one of these a couple years ago. The 1099-H, health coverage tax credit advance payments. When I was out of a TV gig, signed up for the ACA, I put in my current income. I ended up making more for the year. Yeah. I got a tax credit on, and guess what? Not anymore. Because I made more than I said that I was going to. I got a 1099-H. I remember that. Point being, these are confusing things.
Yes.
And if you're a tax professional, you could use this. Or if you're someone that gets a bunch of them, this book might be for you.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give away two copies. Last time I was here, I gave away five copies.
Well, you're getting stringent now.
Today, I'm only giving away two copies. And if you call me at 312-664-6649 and you ask for a copy of this book, I'll send it to you.
I love that. The 1099 reports. What's the website one more time, too?
1099reportingbook.com.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. And again, general advice. I know you're not a CPA doing all these things, but you'll help people out and give them some general thoughts. Tom, you're on WGN. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
Great.
Thank you. I recently sold my lot adjacent to my house. I've had it for 40 years. And I was wondering if for tax purposes, do I have to claim that as under principal residence?
That's a very good question because you do have a deduction from your personal residence. I'd have to look that up, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's right.
But that's a unique question. Call me, 312-664-6649, and we'll go through it together and we'll find out. That's a good question.
664-6649?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so these are the kind of things, right?
These little in the weeds things.
Yes, love it though. Those are the kind of things that seem obvious but are not.
No, and when you get an answer, text me.
Yes,
and I'll let the Your Money Matters crew know because I think there are other people that are thinking the same thing.
Yes,
it's never easy, is it, Stephen?
No.
These taxes and all this stuff.
I always tell people, you know, it gets complicated, and even if I know, I want to make sure that I get the answer right because I don't want to tell you something that's not true.
You don't want to be messing with it after the fact. One more time, the number
312-664-6649.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Get your questions in now, 312-981-7200. Don't wait till 2:55 because we won't even be on the air anymore. And Dave Ennett is not going to answer your questions, right? He's going to be calling a Northwestern basketball game. He's not going to know the tax questions. So call right now and we'll get to more of this. Stephen A. Leahy spent most of the week watching Packer fans break down in tears after the game. Which I have thoroughly enjoyed doing myself, Stephen. I'm sorry to say. And I don't normally like to take joy in someone's sadness, but I feel like
it's
our turn. And a couple more we could use, actually.
100%.
We're not even close to yet.
Those two games against the Packers, I mean, that was monumental.
That was awesome.
Because they did that to us over and over.
Oh,
and I
God.
Knew at the end of every game, like, we might beat the Packers this time. And the Packers would get the ball with a minute left. And inevitably we lost, and it was terrible. Now, first, I want to thank Tom and Carol. They've already asked for the books. They already got the books.
Well, also Tom and Carol, I want to say thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's like Lucy pulled the football away.
Every time.
That was the Packers every time, and we got to do it twice in one season. I will say also.
Within a couple weeks.
Yeah. I got to look this up. I've been meaning to do this. And we're now, look, I know the players have turned the page now. They're to L.A. Us fans, though, we're still talking about that Packers game, but which is a week ago today. But where was I going? Oh, what I'm excited about with this rivalry. How often have both these teams been good? Not often. Remember when the Bears were good in the 80s, the Packers would win four or five games a year.
Yes.
Then it completely flipped, and it wasn't like there was like this transition period between the 80s and 90s Bears where they were good, kind of good, Packers were good. No, we then sucked, and then the Packers were great.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for basically 30 years.
And it is nice to win in a playoff.
Yeah.
You know, that was nice.
How are you feeling about tomorrow?
I'm nervous.
Yeah, right. Well, that's okay.
Nervous.
Bears win, though, right?
I got to go with the Bears.
Yeah, I got to go with the Bears. Okay, you were telling me something near the break. My eyes kind of glazed over because I didn't know what the heck you were saying. Give it to me. Something about tenancy.
So one of the things that I help all with business owners, because, again, my clients are business owners. Mm-hmm. And a lot of business owners, one of the things is why you become a corporation or an LLC, right? The name of an LLC is limited liability company. So what does that mean? It means you're limiting the liability from your company for your personal assets. And so you better make sure that that's everything's correct and everything's protected. Most people,
like in case you get sued for something that they company, can't go after your own house.
Correct.
Okay.
So many people who have a business, right, if you get a business loan, for instance, and you usually have to guarantee it. You know, especially when you're a new business, right? So you're going to get a business loan and you're going to buy a piece of equipment or something like that, and you're going to guarantee it. If your spouse is not involved in your business and they're not going to sign the guarantee because they're not involved in your business, if they come after you because of the guarantee and they'll go after your house. Usually, if people have anything, it's in the home or if an IRA.
A lot of equity, right?
IRAs are really protected in Illinois. You can't really touch anybody's creditors. Can't go after your IRA.
Wait, is that another good thing the state does?
Yes.
There we go. Well, that's two in one. That's two. That's two in one show. You said nice things about our state. So,
well, you know, okay. So I like Illinois. But
IRA is protected, but the house
is not. But there's ways for you to protect it. There's very few things that married couples get these days. That have an advantage. One of them is what they call the tenants by the entirety, which is a way to hold your property, your principal residence. And that protects it from single creditors. So if only one spouse has a creditor, they can't take your house away from you to pay that creditor.
Because it would impact the other person you're living with, your spouse.
That's correct. And so that's protected. The house is protected and they can't take it from you.
Is that done by default or is that something you have to do?
You have to do. Usually this happened in Illinois in 1993. They passed this law. So I have some business owners now that have lived in their home since the 80s, mm-hmm. right? Well, in the 80s, this wasn't available. They never even thought about it. So now when you go back and you say, oh, I only hold it jointly. Well, again, if I hold it jointly, they can come after me and take my half, right?
But if you bought a house after that time, you're probably covered.
You usually are because I think that would be now, sometimes when I'm a business and I've had this happen, and that's what these people I'm helping now, put it in a tenancy by the entirety. Sometimes when you're trying to get a mortgage, they don't want both of you on the deed, right? They only want one person on the deed. And so that person gets on the deed. Now, there's federal law that allows you. They can't call your loan back. I don't want to get too much into this, but they can't call your loan back. So you can then switch it and put it into tenancy by the entirety. So if you have a business and you have any debt, you should look into how do I hold property? Right? How do I hold my property?
How do I protect it?
First, figure out how you hold it. Maybe it's already protected.
Okay.
Right? So maybe you don't have to look at it. Maybe you don't have, maybe it's already there, but make sure you understand it, right? It's like everything else. Be aware of what can happen so you can protect it. Because if you're not aware of it, you won't protect it.
Can you help people figure that out?
I do it all the time, right? One of our services would be asset protection. How do I arrange my assets so to protect my family and me if something goes wrong in my business? And something can always go wrong in your business.
So since I pay you to protect, I can ask you to look at our house.
Yes.
All right, I love this. 312-644-6449. No, wait, did I get it? No.
312-664-6649. Call me. if you have a question, again, about your house, about this, and we talked about how do you protect your Social Security, and I can talk about that another time. I've talked about that on this show before.
Protecting your Social Security,
yes.
You better believe it.
Yes.
664-6649.
Correct.
312-664-6649.
Correct.
All right, I'll order. Ready to put this on my to-do list. I'm going to get a tattoo on this arm. Patrick.
You know what really hurts me, John? You don't already have that.
I got Patrick Dolan's on this arm. Leahy's John,
I understand.
John Heggie over here. Ray Kaplan's I know off the top of my head because of John Williams always said, it's 312-294-8989. It's 312-TRI-STATE-TOLLWAY-DICKA-DICKA.
See,
that's a good way to remember that.
I love that. I love that, yeah.
King John, smart guy. I've learned a thing or two from him. Okay, we got a break for the news. More Stephen A. Leahy, but only until 2:45. So get those questions in right now. That's the Be Quiet, because we have to get to Dave Ennett, Mr. Cat, no matter what, at 2:45. But we will do so. A couple
Where
questions.
Where does the time go, John?
Where does it go? I mean, Heggie talked for an hour. Felt like it just like that. Yeah. We're learning. We're laughing. We're loving.
Having fun.
Exactly. 847, my husband passed away. Is his life insurance payment taxable?
The answer is no. That's tax-free money.
217, about 15 years ago, I had to file bankruptcy, and there were two cars involved in that bankruptcy. Last summer, 15 years later, I got a letter from the bank that carried the loan on those two cars, saying they might send me a 1099 for each of them. I haven't gotten anything yet. Is that allowed?
Well, what happens with a bankruptcy, that's one of the exemptions or exceptions, right? So you can fill out that there's a, I think it's Form 980, which allows you to tell it. But this is why it's so important that I'm talking about this. Because you might say, well, it doesn't matter. It was in bankruptcy, and bankruptcy means I don't have to pay tax on a canceled debt. That's one of the benefits. But if I don't fill out the form, the IRS will say, yeah, you do. Right. So you can't ignore it is my point. Right. And with your, if they took the cars away from you, then there's a balance due. If you sold the car, sometimes what you can do is what they call redemption. So you can redeem that car, which means you buy the car at the value instead of what you owe on it. So there's a portion that you didn't pay that's going to be forgiven in bankruptcy. They could send you a 1099-C for that.
Wait,
but again, it's exempt. You won't have to pay tax on it.
Okay, but you should put it with your tax return.
But you got it. You have to tell them I don't have to pay tax on that.
Ah, that's interesting.
Because if you don't, then you'll get the CP2000, which says, hey, we got a 1099 that says this, and you didn't put that on there. Tell us why you don't owe us more money.
CP2000. It sounds like a bad guy in Terminator.
It is.
It kind of is. It's Big Brother saying, hey, you owe us.
And this, the more 1099s that are out there, the more CP2000s are going to be sent out.
How many 1099s were issued last year or the recent year you have?
Information returns, which is 1099s, W-2s, 5.8 billion. Billion with the B. So that's amazing number.
There's only 330 million of us.
Yes. So the most common 1099 is a 1099-B, which is brokerage. So almost all your trades, you get a separate account 1099 for. So I've had people who had 300, 400, 500 1099 Bs in 1 year, right? So
wait, 300 or 400?
Yes, right? If I'm trading a lot and I have a lot of different trades, then that I had one guy for crypto, right? He's buying and trading crypto.
And each one of those.
And he never got the 1099s. He never took care of it on his taxes. He lost money. But every trade looks like you made money. He got a bill for $200,000 from the IRS for cryptocurrency. I had to go to tax court and show them. There, look. This was a couple of years ago when it was still like magic to everybody, right? So
still,
I had to explain
still
it.
Still kind of is.
You know, so try to call the IRS people and try to explain it. They wouldn't even fathom it. So we did go to tax court, and he didn't pay anything because he didn't owe anything.
This may be a question here from my previous guest, for John Heggie, but I'm just going to ask it because I don't really understand it. Maybe you'll help me out. How does the state of Illinois know if a trustee fails to file an estate tax return for someone whose estate was over the $4 million threshold for Illinois, but well below the federal threshold, and therefore there was no federal estate tax return? There was no probate involved since all assets and property were in a trust or a few joint accounts. So how does the state know if a trustee fails to file an estate tax return? I don't know. I feel like they will know, though.
I think there's... this goes back to the tracking, right? So there's they know from the bank accounts and things like that, and there are official estates, right? You have to create an estate, and the estate has an EIN number.
It has something,
and they can track it that way. But that's a good. These are all good questions.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly.
John Heggie might be able to.
He probably does.
Yes, and he would know the answer to this. 847. We have a revocable trust. Do our bank accounts have to be in it if they have the beneficiaries on them? John said no. That with bank accounts, sometimes it's such a pain to put those accounts specifically in a trust that it's just easy just to.
So what do you do?
Beneficiary.
Put a joint account, right? So somebody, you just put your somebody on a joint. One of the problems with that is then if they have some financial problems, they go after my bank account even though it's not theirs. So this happens a lot with a mother or a father might have their child on their bank account as an estate plan, a cheap estate planning thing.
Uh-huh.
And then the son or the daughter, you know, gets in big trouble and their creditors start coming after them and then they freeze that bank account. It's like, that's not his.
Yeah.
And there are remedies for that, right? Because it's not his.
Right. But it's a pain.
But it's a pain. Yeah.
Okay. 241 here on WGN. We've got a couple minutes. I do want to plug the book at the end. Your phone number a couple times since I'm getting it tattooed on my arm. Tomorrow's a big day. And I don't want to say big day for you, Stephen, but it's an important day for you and your life. And
it is.
It's the anniversary of your brother passing away.
Yeah, 11 years. My brother always said, it seems like yesterday, 1,000 years ago. And I get in chills just thinking about it. And today we're going to Vito and Nick's on the South Side on Pulaski. So if anybody's listening from there, I'll be the guy in the fedora. I'm sure I'll be
won't be anymore.
So
but you live next door to him.
I did. You know, he was 11 months older than me.
Only 11.
He was 14 months older than me.
Still.
Yeah.
Still.
Because he was born July 31st and my birthday's in September. He was 11 months older than my sister.
Wow.
the Irish triplets.
Wait, your sister was 11 months older than him.
Than him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Did I say it backwards? Yeah.
That's
so,
okay.
So yeah, so she's the oldest. And we did everything together. It was very difficult when he passed.
I think it's sweet that you're getting together with his kids, too.
His kids, too, yeah.
And I told you
those
before
that are
the show,
available, yeah. Yeah.
Not to make anyone emotional here. We got Northwestern basketball coming up. It's a good day. It's a great day. But you are alive as long as you are remembered. I truly feel that way. And we talk about radio hosts past. And when every time we do, that extends their life another day when we talk about them. And I feel like with families. And I think that can be like some solace knowing that by you going to Vito and Nick's with his kids, your kids gathering, share a story or two.
Remember them, yeah.
That matters. Because yeah, then guess what? Your kids, his kids, they're going to pass that on. I mean, yeah. Our lives are, 80-some years if we're lucky, God willing. A lot of them are a lot shorter, but they really are a lot longer if you keep those memories and keep those things going.
I agree. I have more than two people ask for a book. If you ask for a book, I'll give you a book.
I love that. First of all, I love our listeners that are calling 312-664-6649. I got to get that for the tattoo guy. Get that right, because if I get that wrong, yeah.
Remember, I always tell business owners, you should be on my daily email. Mm-hmm. Go to fightbacknow.com. Get on the daily email. It's worth it.
All right.
Free.
1099 reporting, a professional guide. 312-664-6649. What's the website for this book specifically again?
That is 1099reporting.com. 1099reportingbook.com.
Fight back now. All right, Bears prediction. You said you're nervous. Give me a score. Come on, Bears win.
20-17.
20-17.
They'll win at the end.
Last minute, yes. Last second field goal?
Yeah. It's like that's the NFL this year.
It is.
It's like every game comes down to whoever gets the ball last seems to win or at least crap. You know, they missed the last.
Yeah, they ended. Stephen Elliott, you're the best. Talk soon, okay?
Thanks so much, John.
Okay, that'll do it for Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Next time you hear from me, I'm actually on Monday morning. It's MLK Day. I'll be in for Mr. Bob Surratt. Dan Hampton will join us. Brian the Cash Man will join us after the 8:30 news to find out how much our stuff is worth, which will be a lot of fun. John for Bob on Monday morning. But time for Northwestern basketball here on 720 WGN.